Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Government Minister Simon Harris has warned against complacency when it comes to racism and inclusivity in Ireland, as he described migration as being, in his words, integral to the shaping of the nation. The Higher Education Minister was speaking in Killarney, where almost 4,000 people are being conferred with Irish citizenship at ceremonies taking place there today and tomorrow. Drive Time's John Cook attended today's events and he's with me now. Tell us more, John.
Yeah, Cormac, these are massive milestone events, we heard, for so many people. 3,914 being conferred with Irish citizenship at these summer ceremonies at the INEC in Killarney. There are people from originally from 139 countries across the world now living in counties right across Ireland, and among them most coming from the United Kingdom, from Poland, India, Romania, Pakistan, Brazil, Nigeria, the Syrian Arab Republic, the Philippines and the United States of America. It's a really happy event for almost 1,000 people who gathered for the first ceremony I was at this morning, with the pomp and ceremony of the army personnel carrying the Irish tricolour and the army band entertaining them as the event got underway. And we heard that many of these people had been waiting years for this. They'd been in Ireland for some time. Some came here for a safe haven, others for a more progressive, inclusive society. And I met many of those registering, starting with Priti, who's originally from India, now working in IT in Dublin 15 and proud to become officially Irish today.
Ireland is a very nice city. People are also very nice here. And work culture is also nice. I recently joined my job here also.
That's so very this good. Is the future for you. You're going to become an Irish woman today. Yeah, how does that
of
feel?
Of course. I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling good.
I'm from Drogheda, County Louth. Name is Jacob Ajay.
Today your wife becomes an Irish citizen. You did some years ago.
8 years ago, I became an Irish citizen. And I'll say it's one of the best privileges to be part of, you know. So, and it's a great opportunity, great country. And I've been working here for the past 15 years.
What do you do, Jacob?
I work for a financial institution. I don't want to disclose the
name. That's okay. That's fine. I won't ask all your business. Don't worry.
But initially, it was tough because you need to try and adapt, you know, because all your college degrees are not being accepted. From day one, I said, I don't really think I fit into this system of supporting from the government, so I had to really put myself into study. I used this system for a while.
You wanted to work. You wanted to support your family here in Ireland.
That's it. And also contribute to the economy, pay my own taxes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to grow and build the economy together.
Miriam, tell me, people are getting their Ireland badges here, they're signing in. What are you doing at registration?
At registration, we get them to sign their Form 6, which is a declaration that they'll swear in front of the minister. We give them a copy of the Constitution, and they get an Irish flag.
Bunruck the hair in a handy little pocket size
Yes, and they also get a pamphlet then that tells them all about the flag, citizenship, applying for to register to vote if they lose their certificate, and about Ireland.
You're meeting a lot of happy people today.
Very happy people today, yes.
You like this job?
I love it, love it. 15 years in it now.
I'm Mohammed Nasir Kutibi. I'm from Afghanistan and I'm living in Limerick. I just came in 2015.
Did you come here seeking asylum in Ireland?
Yeah. Yeah,
tell me about that. Where did you live, first of all?
Oh, I was living in Dublin at the reception centre, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then I just moved to Limerick. After just I got my grant, my refugee status, then I just rent a house, a flat, and I'm just living there.
And how is life going for you now in Limerick?
It's great, absolutely great. It's a perfect, no complaint. I was working for a company, then after the coronavirus, I'm doing delivery now.
You're happy to become an Irishman today?
Exactly, yeah, thank you very much.
And that's Mohammed from Afghanistan, now enjoying life in Limerick. What exactly happens at the citizenship ceremony, John?
A fairly simple ceremony, Cormac. It lasts around 40 minutes with beautiful harp music played throughout and the army band, as you heard. Today's ceremony was presided over by the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, who told the crowds the richness of a nation is not measured by its wealth, but its people, their differences, similarities and their shared home on the island, as he encouraged our new citizens to contribute and get involved in their communities, be it politics or sport. He pointed pointed in particular to the recent achievements of Rashida Adeleke, born to Nigerian parents, who became the first Irish woman to break the 50-second barrier for the 400-metre sprint, as evidence of what contribution they could make or what they could strive to achieve. And he cited this week's Leaving Cert exams in Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Spanish and Mandarin as evidence of how progressive and inclusive our education system has become. The main formality of the conferral happened as Miss Justice Mary Irvine, a retired judge, asked all of the applicants to stand and pledge a declaration of fidelity to the Irish nation and loyalty to the state, as you'll hear.
I hereby solemnly declare my fidelity to the Irish nation and my loyalty to the state. I undertake to faithfully observe the laws of the state and to respect its democratic values. Congratulations. You are all now Irish citizens.
Minister, can I ask you, you said there's almost one-fifth of the Irish population born outside of Ireland now, and migration, how integral it is to the shaping of our nation. Do you think the government's getting that message across when we look at maybe some resistance or some hostility to refugees and asylum seekers now?
Well, look, it's no doubt we're living through the greatest humanitarian crisis of our lifetime. We have a war again on the continent of Europe, and that has seen a significant number of people come to our country to seek shelter, to seek refuge, and of course it's seen a very significant increase in the number of people who've been coming to our country compared to years gone by. But absolutely, I think the Irish people fundamentally know that migration has had a very positive impact in our country. If you look at our health services, if you look at so many of our public services, if you look at so many of our communities, if you look at so many of our sporting triumphs, people who have come to this country, who have gotten involved in communities, who have worked in our community, have added to our country, just like many Irish people in years gone by have added to countries abroad. And that was really my message. We're 100 years old as a country. We used to be a country that was shaped by emigration. We're now very much a confident, outward-looking country that can welcome people here.
Ms Justice Irvine said that Ireland was a country that had largely escaped any of the problems of racial intolerance. Is it something you worry about growing in this country?
I think you can never be in any way complacent when it comes to tackling things like racism, when it comes to ensuring that you live in an inclusive, welcoming, democratic country. You can never be in any way complacent regarding that. We only have to look to countries not too far from here where perhaps harsher views have developed over the years. And that's why it's important that we continue to celebrate occasions like today, and it's important why government continues to communicate with communities right across the country.
And that's Minister Simon Harris. John, you spoke to more of Ireland's newest citizens.
Yeah, Cormac, so many excited and happy new Irish citizens with such interesting stories. Their lives have taken them from the Philippines to Dublin, from Hungary and Pakistan to Galway, from Brazil to Sligo, to mention a few examples of so many people I met today, many dressed in their best suits and finery, including Kareen Mambu, originally from Cameroon, she told me, but now living in Dublin. And after many years, myself, Cormac, of meeting people for the Drive Time programme seeking asylum in Ireland, I couldn't help but think she looked familiar as I admired her patterned blue and white dress and a large headpiece that I asked her to tell me about.
So when you dress up this traditional outfit, it means that there's a huge and marvelous ceremony that is coming up. Mm-hmm. And you dress like a queen. You say the.
Okay. Well, you look like a queen today, the big headdress and this fantastic blue plaited hair as well. Where have I met you before?
In Clare, Lisdon Varna, I think.
I interviewed you in the Direct Provision Centre in Lisdon Varna. It's coming back to me now.
Exactly, exactly.
Tell us what you're doing in Dublin now.
I still continue to do my fight against gender-based violence in general and child rape in particular. I kept on being busy. And then I went back to school. I received the DCU President Award.
Congratulations. It sounds like things are going well.
Because I'm studying politics and law at the moment, so my dream is to become a powerful barrister. I wanted to be a great councillor in Dublin.
Okay, so you're going for the next local elections next year?
next year, yeah.
My name is Joelson Hagling, and I'm from Brazil, and I have been living in Ireland for 15 years. I have married an Irish citizen.
I'm Carmel.
Uh-huh.
Carmel
Guilford. Hands full here.
Yeah. This is my niece.
This is our niece.
And that's our son.
We have a son. Our son was born 13 days ago.
Oh, wow. Youngest person here today, I think, definitely.
Yeah, we are becoming Irish together, uh-huh. myself and my son. Yeah. So
is that a good feeling?
It is indeed. Yeah. I feel very welcome and evaluated to this country, so that's why I decided to apply for the Irish citizen. I often say that many Irish citizens don't recognize how good the country is, like, mm-hmm. but for us that come from far from our home, leaving our parents and friends behind, trying to establish ourselves here, like, opportunities are there and we are evaluated.
You're all happy folks. It's a nice day.
It's lovely. Looking forward to the pint of Guinness later.
My name is Fatima Benhamo. I am from Morocco. I live in Enniskillen, north of Ireland. I am today very excited and happy. They are my family here.
And who have we got?
I'm Des Crudden.
Stella Cherry, and I'm from Enniskillen.
How does it feel? What did you think of the ceremony when you see Fatima? I think she's someone you've welcomed in your community.
Yes.
But now to be officially Irish.
Oh, I am delighted for her. The Irish diaspora tells it all. We need them. We must welcome them.
I think the Irish travel the world. I mean, I started off in London in my working career. You know, it's wonderful to see so many foreigners coming. We call them foreigners, but they're not foreigners now. They migrate to Ireland, and we need them. They bring expertise, they bring loyalty, and they bring work and personality. And I think it's wonderful.
Fatima, they're talking about you in glowing terms. You're feeling very welcome today.
Any word, because I am really happy. Uh-huh. That's what, I can't say anything else.
Okay, enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you.
Now, Cohorthic Slow Air Fad, I guess Mila Falteroe of Air Fad. That's Fatima and her family from County Fermanagh, and the John Cook's report from Killarney.